So you bought rental properties so they can create more time and financial freedom. But the problem is you're spending a lot of time managing the properties. How do we automate our properties so that it's creating more time instead of costing it? How do we, as landlords, protect our investments, our time, and our progress so that we can scale our portfolio? That's the question we're going to answer in this podcast. My name is Sam Kwok, and this is the Landlording Automated Podcast.
Awesome. All right, everybody, this is Sam Kwok here. Welcome back to the Automated Landlording Podcast. And we have some amazing, amazing guests here. We have Alpesh Parmar, which, by the way, I do want to let you guys know a little secret. He is one of our partners in our Flowmatic software company. Just want to disclose that right up front. There's no hidden relationship or anything like that. So, but Alpesh, in his own right, I think is a very successful real estate investor. He comes from the startup industry as well. So I want to welcome Alpesh, and we have so much to unpack because, you know, Alpesh is a treasure chest full of experience and knowledge. So Alpesh, welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sam, for having me on the podcast.
Absolutely. So first of all, this podcast was long overdue. We should have done it many months ago, and I don't know why we waited, but but here we are, right? So Alpesh, tell us a little bit about who you are. Who is Alpesh Parmar? I know you have experience in real estate, so you can talk about how you got into real estate as well.
Sure. So yeah, basically I come from IT background, and I have an IT consulting business as well. Mm-hmm. But after 2008 downturn, especially in 2009, I was laid off, and I started my IT business. But after that, in 2011, we wanted to upsize our house, and we couldn't sell because I was in San Francisco Bay Area, and most of the real estate investors would be aware that it was down by almost 50%.
Right.
So I became accidental landlord in 2011. I had to keep my townhouse, and that was the journey where even though I did not enjoy, because I was just trying to learn, and I didn't like getting into the weeds, but I realized how powerful the real estate can be, right? Mm. So that's where I started. And in 2015, from 2011 to 2015, I managed the property myself. So I learned a lot of things, of course, but it was easier because I lived in that property for 5 years before then. I knew what to expect, what was coming in the property, right? If the tenant calls me and says, oh, so this is what is not working, I'm like, yeah, I know exactly where to go and what to turn on, right? But then in 2015, I was able to sell the property, and I wasn't waiting for appreciation game. I could have waited till now and maybe would have made a lot more money, but I understood the power of real estate. So that's when I started investing out of state, because I knew I could not buy or afford anything here in San Francisco Bay Area. Mm.
Right. So you accidentally became a landlord because, you know, things were obviously, you turned your townhouse into a rental property in the transition of starting an IT business, which is great. So where did you go from that? You sold that property. Did you end up scaling, or did you end up buying a new property? What was the direction that you went?
Yes. So in 2015, when I was able to break even on that property,
I see.
I sold it. And by that time, I had already recovered my money, and I had the down payment, which I had put in available to me, which was about 100 grand-ish. So I was like, okay, what should I do with this money? I'm already making money. I don't need this money, but I want to invest. So of course, I had been investing in stock market as well. Mm-hmm. And I was also real estate, not, you know, accidental landlord. So I could compare both of them, and I saw the power of real estate. So I started then exploring. Again, I did not explore the markets. I made a lot of mistakes, but I just jumped in. So I'm exactly opposite of a lot of the bigger pockets and other investors, where they do all kind of analysis and then they get into paralysis mode. I jump in and I make sure I get hurt. And that's what I learned, that, okay, I shouldn't have done that.
I
started buying out of state.
Okay. Right on. So because you have such a unique, perspective, because you not only invest in real estate, but you also have a business that you own in the IT world. So you understand the concept of not being the business, meaning you start a business and you're not the only person running it, right? You're not the only person spinning the wheel, so to speak. So tell us the experience in that, because I think a lot of landlords, they go into this business and they don't treat it like a business.
Right.
They treat this as a side thing, right?
Yeah, they're not passive.
Right. They're not very, they don't take it as seriously. Right. But the beautiful thing is if you set it up as a business, it can be an automated thing down the road, but you got to take that time. So in your IT business, what did you do so that you can walk away from not, obviously you're here with me.
Right.
the office. What did you do to sort of automate that business?
So yes, IT business was exactly where I learned a lot because I was not able to get away from my IT business for a while.
Yeah.
Actually, my name was synonym with my business pretty much. So every client we reached out to, they'll say, we need Alpesh to work with us. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I don't know what to do. How can I clone myself? Because there was no other choice at that point. So that's when I realized that I cannot work, 160 hours a week. You know, that is 40 hours a week. That's all I want to do. I want to spend time with the family. So I started looking at hiring the right talent and pretty much I even set up my training shop where I train people on what I do by charging them, right? Because I realized when I was giving the education for free, no one cared. I charged them and there were people ready to pay for that education. Plus they were still ready to work for me, right? So it worked out really well. The people, by doing that, I was able to find the talent from the training class. Mm-hmm. And I picked the people who I want to work with and not all of them were selected, right? But I did still give everyone the same chance, right? So that's what I did. And then I picked those people and they started working for me, right? So I think it's very important to not get tied into the business, right? So as you said, you should be able to sleep at night, right? Without worrying about the business. So you could apply this same methodology to any business, right? Mm. Of course, real estate is what we are talking about here. And in real estate world, a lot of people just try managing the property themselves, right? Or you could rely on property manager, but they don't want to, they still want to be, using Excel. They still want to be, asking tenants to send them a check or cashier's check. So there are so many things you could leverage to automate all of that, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I did in IT, that I tried to replace myself or kind of clone myself so that, they follow the same process. Of course, and also that required me to build my operating procedures, right? Because I have to have this script or they need to follow this project. In IT world, we call them as project planning, right? Once you planned out the project, then you can pretty much copy that template in every project, right? And you go through the entire project as well as you can tie in the project plan, you can tie each task to a standard operating procedure. So now you can just relate that task. And every time you have that same task, you just, go look at the document and go through it.
Right. And that's so important for landlords because, for us landlords, we pretty much do the same thing over and over and over and over.
Exactly.
The thing that is different is obviously the relationship that you'll have with your tenants, right? The content of the conversation, but the context, I think is relatively the same every time. So with that being said, we can take away some key lessons from your business, which, you got to have an operating agreement. You got to have a standard procedures, SOP for short.
Yep, SOP.
Right, you got to have a process that you can repeat over and over and over. And I think that's one thing that a lot of do-it-yourself landlords lack, right? And they just, they mess up on this. So going back to your real estate side, what are some of the projects you're working on right now, seeing that you've automated your IT business?
Sure. So of course I started buying single families and then I've slowly moved on to larger projects because I realized that I can't be buying four houses a year and try to replace my income. And especially living in San Francisco Bay Area where, you need significant income to be replaced. Yes. Right. So from single family to duplexes, I started buying small multifamily, 9, 10 units. Mm. And then last year, We closed on 148 unit apartment building. I syndicated with one of the large operator. So of course I right now buy properties on my own with joint venture partners as well as syndicate. So this week actually we are closing on a senior housing project here in Sacramento area. So this is a pretty large project, 86 units, 132 beds. We are paying $15.7 million for it. So I'm very excited for this project to close. Keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, let's address that because you said you went from, I mean, in 2015, you sold a townhouse. And then 5 years later, now you're doing, nine-figure deals, right? How did that transition? What was the mindset shift like? Because there's a lot of people listening to this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can never do that.
That's a great question, Sam. And I wish everyone will ask me for this question. So yeah, the mindset shift happened when I was laid off in 2009, right? Mm-hmm. So I realized that you are not indispensable, right? Means no business or company relies on you. Means you can be replaced. So once I realized that, I started my IT business. And then, of course, I read the Purple Book, right? Which everyone does in 2015.
Right.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I realized that you got to have more than one income.
Right.
And I was like, okay, how do I make more than one income? I looked at stock market and I said, that's not income. There is a lot more gambling involved. There is a lot of emotional trauma because I'm always trying to open my computer or phone and try to look at what stock market is doing. So, and I was already doing real estate. So after comparing a lot of this, I realized real estate is the way to go. But and as I started doing it, in first couple of years, I was making progress. In my eyes, I was making great progress, but then I was also comparing to people like you and a lot of other mentors. And not that I was trying to demotivate myself, but I was trying to say that how can I do what these people have done, right? Mm. You should never compare yourself to someone else's journey because you don't know what they have been through, right? Or no one knows what I have been through. But, you got to have some kind of goal. And at some point I realized I want to scale up. I want to replace my income. And the other mind shift was I had two daughters, right? So one of them was born in 2009. Another one was born in 2012. And I realized that, okay, I need to start having more solid passive income so that I can spend more time with them. By the time they turn 5, 6, I want to be running around with them. Right. So I think you got to have goals and you got to have vision on what exactly you want to do with that time or money you are going to have on your hand. And that's what changed my perspective. In 2018, I would beat the bullet. And I spent a lot of money on networking, conferences, traveling all over US, just trying to meet right people and just learn as much as possible from them. So that was the game changer for me. I took a big hit on the income side that year because I was just spending money and trying to learn as much as I can. But my goal was in 2018 that I will syndicate a deal in 2019.
That's awesome. And you did it.
Yes.
You made it happen. That's a lesson learned right there. I mean, never be afraid to invest in yourself, right?
Nope, never.
Right. Yeah. And I think, for those landlords and aspiring landlords listening to this, I think that's a huge, huge component is as you invest more into yourself, you'll start to see the quality of your own production and work go up as well. And I think Alpesh is a great example of that where, he invested in himself. And what he was able to achieve, the output that he was able to create, it's astronomical. I mean, he's doing 9-figure deals, right? From selling, from having done his, townhouse, do-it-yourself landlording, right? From 2011 to 2015. Now it's 2020, right? And he's doing 9-figure deals. So what a transformation that is. That's amazing. So
thank you.
Yeah. So I see that, we know that you have your own podcast show. Tell us a little about that. What's that? What's that like?
Sure. That my podcast is called Wealth Matters, and I think wealth does matter, right?
Right.
So in the podcast, I have interviewed Daniel Kwok as well on the podcast. I interview people where, you know, they show how they have built, they can build long-term wealth, right? And real estate is the best way to do that. And the podcast is always focused on mainly, you know, W2 employees and whoever wants to start a side gig or passive income, right? Because that's where everyone starts. No one is going to wake up one day and say, okay, I'm quitting my job and from today I'm a real estate investor, right? You can't do that.
Right.
Or not everyone can do that. I know people who could do that, right? So the podcast, you know, I'm very passionate about that podcast and I enjoy, you know, talking to people like you guys, right? Mm-hmm. As well as a lot of others, because every podcast, even I learn something new.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's been my journey as well, interviewing people and I learn something new. And it's, you know, I get to hit multiple, I guess I get to, you know, the saying is I get to kill multiple birds with one stone. I get to learn something new. My audience gets to learn something new. It's just a win-win for everybody. So what's in your plan, Alpesh, for the next 5 to 10 years? What is your dream? What's keeping you up at night thinking, oh my gosh, I want to achieve this. This is what I'm going after. What is that big, you know, big, hairy, audacious goal for you, Alpesh, for the next 5 to 10 years?
So next 5 years, I want to get out of my IT business, right?
Oh, okay.
So I want to fully replace my IT income, and which I've been slowly doing last year. Since last year, I've been spending only 50% of my time on the IT side. Mm. And I'm hoping to just get out of the IT business and become pretty much spend time on real estate and investments. Mm. So that's the next 5 years goal. 10 years, hopefully. I don't, if anyone says that they want to retire, I don't think anyone can retire ever, because even Robert Kiyosaki is still at 70, you know, makes lot of money and has podcasts and everything, right?
So, right.
So no one does retire, but I want to be, just enjoying time with the family and helping as many people as I can. So because I have the freedom on the financial side as well as the time side, right? So that's my goal.
Absolutely. That's awesome. I thought you were going to say you were going to run for the president. And 10 years, you know, you got multi-million dollars of real estate.
I'm no Obama or Trump.
Yeah. So that's awesome to hear, Alpesh. You know, I think, you know, you're doing great. You're one of the persons that I want to, people that I want to interview. We should have done it sooner, but here we are, right? We got it out of the way. So Alpesh, so good to hear from you, man. You know, knowing your background and your vision and where you want to go, it's super awesome. And it's that reason why, for those who are listening, Alpesh is one of our founder and as well as our partner for Flowmatics software. So, we love getting Alpesh's some knowledge and key insights into development, which, by the way, if you guys have not entered yourself in the waiting list listening to this, be sure to go do that. Go to flowmatics.com. Again, that's flowmatics.com. Get yourself on the waiting list. We still haven't launched yet as of now, but we're super close. We're about to do what's called an MVP launch. Super excited for that. So for those who are listening, be sure to go check that out. So Alpesh, any final last word or parting wisdom for our listeners?
No, I highly recommend everyone to check out flowmatics.com, and it has some of the coolest features out there. I have used a lot of tools and I don't want to name all the competitors, but I've used right. tons of tools, and I did not see any tool which could do what Flowmatics can do for you.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend, especially if you really want to get started in this journey and scale up faster, then you got to automate your processes.
Oh, for sure. I think everyone, all the landlords, all the business owners, they don't want to be stuck doing
the
for the rest of your life. I don't think that's the goal here. Obviously, the goal is to have some sort of system and process running the show so that we can all go out, live our life, whether that's charity work or work on our next entrepreneurial endeavors. Where the case might be, you know, we want to help you out. So Alpesh, such a pleasure, and it's been awesome, last 20 minutes interviewing you. Hope to see you again in our podcast show, or maybe down the road, you may interview us, right, again. Yes,
of course. Anytime.
So, absolutely. So Alpesh, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast. I've taken a lot away from this episode as well, and hope our audience is also taking a lot from you. So appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Hey, everybody, this is Stan Kwok here once again. I hope you enjoyed the episode of the Landlording Automated Podcast. Now, if you can automate all the same old repetitive tasks in your property management, how much time do you think you can save? Well, my team is launching a software called Flowmatics that can do just that. We want you to stop spending your precious time, energy, and stress and simply live your life. And that's what the software can ultimately do. So just head over to automatemyproperties.com and check out how Flowmatics can save you money, time, and energy by automating your properties. Again, that's automatemyproperties.com. Go and check it out and start living your life without the stress and waste of energy.